Here's another edition of the BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
We all know being a parent can be hard, but they say being a grandparent is fun. But how can you be the best grandparent that you can be? Here to tell us that today is Kathy Nurkala. She's a registered nurse in childbirth education at BayCare. Kathy, I'm so glad to have you with us. And as I'm not a grandparent yet, because my kids are still teens, I look forward to being one day. What are some of the benefits of grandparenting for the grandparent and the grandchild and the parents?
Well, research has shown that the benefits for grandparents include a decreased risk of depression, an increase in brain function and immunity, and also a sense of importance and belonging. Grandchildren also benefit from a decreased risk of depression. Grandchildren develop a sense of family history and culture, and studies have actually shown that children that have a close relationship with their grandparents have more positive interactions with their peers, more compassion for others, are more involved and have more involvement in school, and are more confident. And then parents can benefit from the help, support, and understanding provided by grandparents. And also parents gain comfort in the knowledge that someone loves and cares for their child.
What a great way to put it, because for parents it is soothing to know that you've got your parents you can go and ask questions about things and, you know, check on things. And certainly for the grandchild, I know how my kids are with their grandparents. It's such a special relationship and different than the parents. So as grandparents go, and there is no rule book, give us some of your best do's and don'ts of grandparenting. What's the best way to be a good grandparent?
Well, one do is to be clear about what you're willing to do as a grandparent, and don't allow yourself to be talked into doing something you don't want to do. Also, you do want to ask how you can help, but don't offer unsolicited advice, criticism, or interfere with their parenting style. You do want to choose a good time to visit the new grandchild, whether it's in the hospital or at home. It's good to call first. And don't invite yourself over all the time and ask permission if you're bringing extra guests. Also, you do want to keep things positive. Keep opinions to yourself. Don't react negatively if the child looks different than what you were expecting or you don't like the baby's name. You do want to rejoice in the birth of your grandchild, but don't announce the birth to family or friends before the parents do. Don't take pictures or post information on social media without permission.
That's really great advice, and I'm sure parents appreciate that advice, Kathy, completely, because it's not the grandparents' role to put those pictures on before the parents have had a chance. Now, you mentioned not showing up all the time and all of this great advice, but what if you disagree with your parent? What if the grandparents and the parents disagree on discipline or behavior, and the grandmother says, well, I never would have let you get away with sitting in front of the TV for 4 hours. Mm. What then?
Well, grandparents, they do need to trust the parents to parent their child, and they need to respect the choices the parents make. Also, if a grandparent really strongly disagrees with a parent's parenting style, they do need to kind of choose their words carefully, be diplomatic. Sometimes, too, grandparents might feel that they should have say in parenting matters if they're contributing to their grandchild's welfare financially, but that does not, though, give them the right to do so. You know, they have to let the parent parent their child.
Yeah, absolutely true. And not always easy for grandparents to let that roll the way that it should and to trust their children because they've already been through it. But you're right. You're exactly right. So now, grandparents today may not have the same information that new parents have, sleeping, safety, car seats, things like that. What should grandparents know that they may not have known 20 years ago?
Well, one thing about sleeping is that grandparents do need to know about the ABCs of safe sleeping. And that means that the baby sleeps alone on their back in a crib, and it's a crib or bassinet. But it's a crib that doesn't have any, there's no blankets or pillows or sleep positioners or crib bumpers or stuffed animals in the crib. It's, an empty crib. Also, grandparents should never sleep in a recliner or on a couch or in a bed with the grandchild. And for safety, grandparents do want to make sure they baby-proof their house. They also want to learn infant and child CPR. They should get a DTaP booster. That's a booster for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Pertussis, especially in Florida, we've seen lots of cases of pertussis, so they want to make sure they get their booster to protect their grandchild. They also want to make sure that they use car seats and booster seats when transporting their grandchildren. And also, grandparents don't want to smoke or vape or drink while caring for the grandchild.
That's so important that you pointed out that they need to make sure, you know, to use those safety features because they're available now. So grandparents are special. Tell us how they play this really positive role in the whole family.
Well, to quote a person who sums it up perfectly, this quote is, what children need the most are the essentials that grandparents provide in abundance. They give unconditional love, kindness, patience, humor, comfort, lessons in life, and most importantly, cookies.
I love that. Yeah. Wow, that's just fantastic. So as we wrap up, tell us about the grandparent class through BayCare. What can families expect from the class?
Well, the grandparenting class is a very interactive class. It involves a lot of involves lecture videos, hands-on activities. We talk about topics including changes in childbirth and hospital care, how to support and help the parents, and also the newest recommendations in baby care.
And how does somebody find out about that and enroll?
What they can do is go on our website, baycareevents.org, and then fill in the search box for the grandparenting class.
Thank you, Kathy. What great advice and what a lovely segment, because I know how my kids are with my parents, and I just think it's so lovely. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us such great usable tips for good grandparenting. And that wraps up this episode of BayCare Health Chat. To register for a grandparents class, visit baycareevents.org and search grandparent for more information and to get connected with the program. If you found this podcast as cool as I did, please share with your friends and family. Share all this great information that Kathy gave us today, because that's how we all learn together. And be sure not to miss all the other fascinating podcasts in the BayCare Library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.